The Mishnah discussed the halacha that a Korban Pesach needs to be brought l'shem Korban Pesach, otherwise it's pasul. Then we had a discussion. Whose shita is our Mishnah following? Is it following only Rabbi Yossi or even Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir was the one who says that tzfois l'shem rishon. If we have two expressions that don't really work with each other, Rabbi Meir says, take the first one and ignore the second part. So the question was, whose shita is our Mishnah following? Are we even following Rav Meir? Asks Tosfos in Divrei HaMasechta, Avol b'shtei avodos. How can you even entertain the notion that our Mishnah is following Rav Meir? Let's take a look at the Mishnah later on, Daf Samach Aleph, which is considered the safe of our Mishnah. So he did the shchita for Tmeim and Tahirim. Mishnah says it's kosher. Why? Although the shechita needs to be for the sake of people who can't go ahead and eat the carbon. But since he said tzmeim and tohirim, it's kosher. It was a mixed group, that's fine. Ask Tosfos. Well, obviously we're not following Rav Meir. Because according to Rav Meir, who says tfois loshen rishon, when he says I'm doing the shechita for the sake of tzmeim, stop right there. So even if he concludes by saying tzmeim tohirim, two things don't work with each other. Tmeim and Tahirim are two polar opposites. Tfois Lashon Rishon. And therefore, it's a shechita for the sake of Tmeim. And it should be Tam, it should be possible. How could the Mishnah say it's kosher? Says Tosfos, you know what the Mishnah there is speaking about? He didn't actually say, I'm doing this for Tmeim and Tahirim. Tosfos said there were Tmeim and Tahirim standing in front of him. He had a group of people in front of him, present, when he was doing the shechita. And all he said was, I'm doing the shechita le'elu, for these people. That's it. One word he used. He didn't say tmeim and then tohirim. They're going to have a problem. He didn't say that. He said one general term, le'elu, for this group. Now, since in this group you have both elements, you have tmeim and tohirim. So, halacha is that a shechita that was done, even partially for tohirim, is fine. Therefore, says Tosfos, this can work even according to Rabbi Meir. In the next Tosfos, he has the kasha on al-Gemar. So you remember the Gemar went through several rayas to clarify the pshat in the Mishnah. And the Gemar, in one stage, asked the kasha like this. What's the chiddush of the second part of the Mishnah? Once we have the first part, that he did the Pesach, Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Eloch, and the Zrikah, Shloi, Lishmoy, which apparently means that part of it was Lishmoy, let's say the Shechita was Lishmoy, but the next part was Shloi, Lishmoy, it's possible. So why did the Mishnah have to proceed to repeat that same halacha again? By saying, L'shmoy, v'shloy l'shmoy. First avoid was l'shmoy, second shloy l'shmoy, it's pasul. Once you've already taught that in the Reisha, that the shechita was l'shmoy, and the zrika shloy l'shmoy, it's pasul, why the repetition? That's the Gemara's kash. Asks Tosfos, well, perhaps there's a chiddush in the Seifa that we don't have in the Reisha. Why? We can say that the Reisha was speaking stama. He did the Shechita without expressing anything. It was presumed Lishma. That's how the Pesach was meant to be brought, Lishma. Stama Lishma. There was no actual expression. He didn't verbalize Lishma. So then the Mishnah says, if he does the next Avodah Shelo Lishma, it's possible, perhaps that's because he never said Lishma on the first Avodah. So the Tosfos, maybe the second Avodah is Mechiach on the first Avodah. It's an indication. This is what he meant all along. Because he never expressed otherwise. So perhaps that's the pshat Reisha, and that's why it's possible. But let's say if he actually says Lishmai on the first avoid, he does a shechita l'shem Pesach, and then would proceed and follow that with another avoid l'shem Lishmai, how do you know that it makes it possible? Perhaps only when he didn't say anything in the first avoid, it was only presumed Lishma, then the second avoid l'shem Lishmai can undo that presumption, can undo that stomach. But if he actually expressed it in words, he said Lishma in the first Avodah, maybe the second Avodah Shlo Lishma won't do that. That's why the Mishnah had to go proceed and tell us this halacha as well. Even in this case, when it was Lishma, clearly expressed Lishma and then followed the Shlo Lishma, even then it's possible. So we have a chiddush of an Avodah Reish. So Tosfos answers like this. Let's analyze what's going on here. We have separate Avodahs. Shechita, where let's say he was stama. He didn't say anything. And then he followed with a Zrika Shlo Lishmoy. Why is it so? Why do we say that the
Shiloh Lishmoi, which was applied to the second avoida, harms the korban. Why is that?
It's a different avoida. How could the next avoida affect the first avoida? Apparently, because that's the very reason. Because it's a separate avoida, and that avoida was upsol. The avoidas don't relate to each other. If you have one single avoida entirely Shiloh Lishmoi, that's sufficient reason to make the korban possible. If that's the case, as Tosis, then there's no difference between this case and the other. The reason why this carbon is possible is because the Zriko is Shloi Lishmai. So even if the Shechita was Lishmai, the Zriko is Shloi Lishmai, that's enough reason to make it possible. So once the Reish of the Mishnah taught us this concept, say you're right, we're speaking that the Shechita was Stama. There was no expressed Lishma there. It was a Stama Lishma. But why, when the Shechita was Shloi Lishmoi, doesn't make it possible? It's a different avoida. How does that affect the Shechita? If the Shechita was Lishmoi, how does the Zrika Shloi Lishmoi make it possible? The answer is because the Shechita itself is enough to make it possible. So forget about the Shechita. The Zrika is enough to make it possible because of Shloi Lishmoi. So once we know that concept from the Reisha, there's no reason to repeat that concept again in the Sefer. The Mishnah continues and says, well, if the Shechita was Lishmoi, express Lishmoi, but the Zriko Shloi Lishmoi, it's possible. We know that from the Reisha. Because it's not that he has to undo the Shechita. The Chiddush would have been that, look, even when he said Lishmoi on the Shechita, he can still undo it. That's not the point. That's not why it's possible. The reason why it's possible is for a simple reason that the Zriko Shloi Lishmoi, we have an entire Avodah Shloi Lishmoi, and that's why it's possible. So therefore, it's irrelevant what the Shechita was, whether it was an express Lishmoi or a presumed Lishmoi. The reason why it's possible is because the Zriko was Shloi Lishmoi. Therefore, the Mishnah is simply repeating itself, giving us the same concept twice in a row. That's the Gemara's Kasha.